Welcome, everybody, to a very special edition of KickServeRadio.com Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden. Today, we're talking a little pickleball, and as many of you know, pickleball is one of the fastest-growing sports in the country, if not the fastest-growing. Today, I'm joined by pickleball professional Marcin Rospetsky. He is the sports director at the Lakes Country Club in Palm Desert, California. Marcin, welcome to KickServeRadio.com. I know you guys have got a big event out in California in November that you must be getting pretty excited about.
Yeah, hi guys, hi everybody. Yes, absolutely. Nationals are coming our way here to beautiful Indian Wells Tennis Gardens. This is going to be a very first year. And for pickleball to have such an incredible venue like the Tennis Gardens where the major, major tennis events are happening, it's a big step towards promoting this game and towards getting this game out for big time. So we are excited. So this is going to be a huge event, and you're absolutely right.
So November 3rd through 11th, Marcin, and I think pickleball is clearly a sport that's got its priorities in order, being that the title sponsor of this Nationals is Margaritaville.
Yeah, absolutely. The U.S. Open in Florida, that's where Margaritaville is very popular and very active. Now, I guess they are coming over to the West Coast and trying to promote their brand and their name here. We are happy that they are the title sponsor. We know that between them and the Indian Wells Tennis Gardens team, this is going to be a spectacular event that, I'm not sure how many people. I think it's about 2,500 people sign up for it. That's huge. That's incredible.
I was going to ask you that, Marcin, because I do see here that over 2,500 players will be participating in the Nationals. How are they broken up by division?
Well, so obviously pickleball is a little bit different than tennis and every other sport because we have so many different divisions. Age division, skill division, open division, pro division. So there is obviously mixed doubles and women's doubles and men's doubles, and then you got singles. So there is every little division for everybody that doesn't matter what age and what level, you will find your spot and you will find a great time playing at Nationals. So it's a lot of pickleball, but again, people coming for the thrill of playing at Nationals, and that's what it should be. It's going to be a great event.
My guest today on KickServeRadio.com is Marcin Rospetsky, and he is a pickleball professional, tennis professional, a director of sports at the Lakes Country Club in Palm Desert, California. Marcin, we talked offline, and you were a big-time tennis player before you went to pickleball. I mean, anybody that plays on scholarship at UCLA is a very serious tennis player, and a lot of people are a little bit concerned by or confused about the fact that pickleball and tennis really seem to match up much better, in my opinion, from my experience, than, say, racquetball and tennis. Talk about the crossover effects from one sport to the other, and do you feel that people that take on pickleball as a second sport can see their tennis game enhanced as a result?
I totally agree with you. Number one, for a country club like the Lakes Country Club, it's a great combination, and I'm so glad that I embraced and we embraced pickleball. We have revenue through pickleball. Numbers are growing. So obviously in the beginning, we had to look at it gently and carefully, how we're going to put together the courts, spend money. But we did it, and we are so glad that we did it. I run events, pickleball events, just like I would run tennis events. So we have a whole new membership, pickleball membership, and there's a beautiful harmony between tennis players and pickleball players and any other sports. So I am so glad that I was brave enough and my management was brave enough to allow me to run with pickleball here at the Lakes. Number two, as far as training itself, I use my pickleball skills and my pickleball time out on the court as a great tool towards tennis. For example, my volleys. My volleys really got better in tennis because of pickleball. They are sharper. They are firmer. My motion is better. Reflexes are much better. My defense is better. So definitely helps in tennis. And the other way around, I think pickleball helps tennis. Tennis helps pickleball with obviously court positioning and court coverage, communication. So it's a great cross training between those two sports. Being a tennis player definitely helps with the strokes and everything else. The only toughest thing for me, and I'm going to be very honest with you, is the scoring. I thank goodness that I have my great friends still helping me out as far as scoring, but it's a great sport. It's such a social sport. Some of the people saying that this is just a one huge party out there on the pickleball courts. We really enjoy it. I enjoy it. I'm so glad that I'm addicted to this funny name sport, but it's a great, great, great sport.
Well, it's indicative of a party out on the court just by virtue of the fact that Margaritaville is your sponsor. I think that kind of goes without saying, Marson. So I think that probably will hold true out in California. You mentioned it at the outset, but I also wanted to kind of reiterate the fact that I had an opportunity to play a tennis tournament one time at the beautiful Indian Wells Garden. And the fact that we see the best players in the world on both the men's and the women's side playing at that venue in March at the BNP Paribas Open creates a sense of excitement to know that guys like you and I and all of these 2,500 plus people that are playing in the Nationals get an opportunity to compete at that venue. There's something special about being out on courts that we know that the likes of the great Roger Federer, Novak Djokovic, and Rafael Nadal have been playing. That sort of adds to the ambiance, particularly of this event, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. We feel like we are part of something bigger, part of something special. And we are. Like I said, it will definitely bring the pickleball world out to the public, and major sponsors, which we need in this sport, will hopefully come up and help out, and that way we can be really visible. You're absolutely right. The quality of the team that Fred Hartman and everybody else puts together, it's incredible, from commercials to quality of the courts and the nets and organization of the club is absolutely first class, and that's what we needed, and that's how it should be. I want to have the best people out there playing, and we're going to have that. And for people that don't play pickleball to see that it's not just an older senior sports game. It's 21-year-old, 18-year-old, 25-year-old competing and playing, and those are great athletes, and they are working their tushes off to be visible and to play. It's incredible. Hopefully people will see it. And I know that it's going to be exciting to see singles, doubles, and mixed doubles, in a couple of weeks.
Well, I will vouch for the fact that having just started myself, particularly if you've played some tennis, it is very easy to pick up. It's not easy to all of a sudden be playing among the best guys like yourself, but it's easy to get out there, and it's a great family sport. And I want to give out a couple of pieces of information here for the people that would like to know more. The phone number that you want to call is 800-999-1585. The website is usapickleballnationals.com. And if you go to Facebook, go to Margarita USA Pickleball National Championships. Marson, I want to thank you for coming on and joining me today on kickserveradio.com to talk about the U.S. National Pickleball Championships at the Indian Wells Garden, November 3rd through 11th, brought to you by none other than Jimmy Buffett's Margaritaville. Congratulations on bringing the event to that venue, and good luck to you in those championships.
Thank you so much, and hopefully I will see you on the pickleball court one day.
I hope so, too. If not soon, I'll try to track you down when I come out for the BNP Paribas Open, which I do every year in March. But I'll be keeping an eye on your results in that tournament, so good luck to you.
Thank you so much.